And also, we know that this freedom we are enjoying is not costless. Someone paid for it. As we remember those people who served our country, and servicemen and women, and who are still on duty, because of them, we are here in a safe place to worship God freely. And also, because of the one person who sacrificed his life on the cross, you and I are here to commune with God, commune with the people of God, commune with God's church, because of the one person whose name is Jesus Christ. The freedom we are enjoying is not priceless. Someone paid for it. There's someone. Let us remember in this morning in a silent moment. Let us have a silent moment. Thank you, God, for the blessing you've given to us through those sacrificial giving their lives for the freedom we are enjoying every day, including your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please open your Bible if you are able, and let us open your Bible to Matthew chapter 26, verse 17 through 30. We have been having communion every Sunday, at least once a month. Not in a Catholic church or other church, they have a different tradition, and they do have a communion every Sunday. We Methodist church, we do have at least once a month to remind us how blessed we are so we can be a blessing to other people. And in this church, our Redeemer's United Methodist Church, we celebrate this communion table at least once a month on the first Sunday of the month. We are having communion today not because today is the first Sunday of the month, but today is a Sunday. And the last Sunday, we did not have it because I wasn't here. Today we are having it because I'm here, and at least once a month I would like to make sure that you and I are being reinforced by this communion table, that you and I are blessed, so you and I can be a blessing to other people. And then I would like to express my appreciation to the Dan Geyer who shared the good news of Jesus Christ last Sunday. I heard amazing, powerful testimony through the people of God in here. And I thank you, Dan Geyer, for being a messenger for this church. Thank you. And yes, we can clap. So one of the things is, that is a sign of this congregation. This church is not driven by one person, pastor, but it's driven by the lay leaders of God in this congregation, partnership with the clergy leadership. Because of the decent, gifted, and dedicated, passionate lay leaders, I can enjoy the ministry with you in this location. At the same time, I can enjoy the ministry of God in this place from a distance also. While I was vacationing last week, I did not worry about anything about the ministry of God in here because we have amazing lay leaders in this church. That is a sign of the healthiness of the congregation. Some pastors, they do not take any vacation. They cannot have a break because they needed to put their nose into everywhere. Well, believe it or not, my nose is not tall and long enough to put everywhere. You know, I'm a typical Asian, my nose is flat. And that is one of the things that I would like to make sure you know, that I cannot put my nose in everywhere. Thankfully, God knows me. And that's because of God knows me already, God placed me in here because you guys are here. With you, I feel confidence that we can glorify God together. Lord's table, it is all about taken, bless, and broke, and give it out. Today, we're going to shed a different light of the communion we do have in this congregation, in the Christian church. Let us read verse 17, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 17. Ready? Go. The Lord's table is a table, a communion table we called. It is a Passover meal table. That is the origination of the communion table. It is a decent meal for celebrating Passover. If you have a time, I would like to encourage you to read the Bible, especially this coming week, the Exodus, about a story exoding Israelites from the Egypt slavery. And the Passover is the last kind of a landmark Israelite community make to become a free man and woman of God. And then when Israelites were freed from in bondage in Egypt, God used flood and the disasters. And the last one is, encourage the Israelites to stay inside and spread the blood of the lamb at the door so the death spirit can pass over their house. While they are in the house, they are taking the meat, lamb meat, and wine, and unleavened bread. And then that was the meal they were having. That was the celebration meal Jesus is asking disciples to prepare, to celebrate the moment they were just about embark their new life as a free man and woman of God. If you have not been freed from your bondage from the past, if you still live in the past, you have not received the communion seriously. Every communion Sundays whenever we are receiving the communion, that is the moment we are making a turn. Yes, I made a mistake. Yes, I have some regret from the life I lived in the past, but I'm not living in there. Through the sacrificial lamb, the Jesus Christ, we are turning our journey to the new direction to become a free man and a woman of God as a recipient of the blessing. Today, I would like to encourage you to have a Passover meal. Passover. Let go of the past. That is the true meaning of the communion. In order to commune with God, in order to receive the new blessings, you need to let go of it. Don't make a fist tight in here and asking for blessing. You need to have open hands to receive a blessing. Opening your hand means that you are opening up yourself to God to be the recipient of this amazing blessing God is already ready to pour out and give it out for you and me. From the verse 17 of chapter 26 and 27th of chapters, verse 56, about the 112 verses, those are covering a day event, the first day of the Passover. If you read it, verse 20. Verse 20 of chapter 26, it said, when evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. When evening came, in Israelite community, and their day begins when the sunset, not sunrise. When sun goes down, that's the beginning of the new day. That is a beginning because they put themselves in sure death. And as I define the death and then sleeping, it is a kind of dissimilar word. And then if you're sleeping, you are experiencing a little death. In the morning when you wake up, that is the new beginning. And we Christian, we believe the new beginning is a new day. But it's when Israelites, when they go down in death, is a new beginning. So when they celebrate their life, they celebrate their death first. And in Christian communities, we do the same way. Not just bright morning is the only day, but it's a darkness come. That is a new beginning, because we know that there will be a sun will be coming down to us, coming to us. So when sun goes down, that is a beginning of that. Passover, when you are kind of in the deep of the very deep of the valley of shadow of death, or the very deep trouble, that is a new beginning moment. Don't stay there. Open your eyes and open your ears and try to spot and try to hear the amazing songs God is singing for us. Communion is not about just partaking the bread and juice. It is about partaking the blessing with openness. And the Passover meal is the origination of the communion. And then let's read the verse 18 and 19. Ready? Go. Certain men. And Jesus was asked by disciple, how can we prepare this communion table? Or how can we prepare the Passover table? Where should we go? How can we do that? And Jesus said, go into the city. You're going to meet certain men. Certain person. You and I are a certain person. Do you know that? God has chosen someone to do blessing. To do church, to be the church. Certain men are chosen. You and I are chosen. You and I are being taken by God. That's why you and I are here. Believe it or not, that is my conviction. God brought you here. God brought me here to build the kingdom of God together as a team. God brought us. Certain men and women of God, God has chosen. Why? Because they needed to have a table. May create a table. How open are you in this blessing ministry in this place? Are you the certain man you would like to be? I mean, it doesn't come. God, I will come to you. And God, you come to me. No, there is no such trouble. Timely things. God show up at any time. Abraham served an angel, a meal, when genuinely, he opened up himself to the people and to whoever he's meeting. And happened to be, he was serving angels right there. This certain man, I doubt that he was planning to open up his house to prepare the Passover table for Jesus and his disciple. I do not think that he has a plan for it. But I do believe that this certain man that Jesus is appointed for this particular reason has a generous heart. And throughout his life, he was opening his house, opening himself and share what he has. I do believe that it is a character, his character. So when he met this Jesus' disciple, and he was asked to open up his house, for the table, Passover meal, he generously opened it up himself and opened it up to his house. Certain men and women of God, are you ready to be part of this amazing journey? Uncertain journey by becoming a certain man and a woman of God. Because of this certain man's openness, Jesus and his disciple could have this table. Because of this certain man, we are having communion table today. It takes one person, one certain man. Would you like to be that certain man for this 21st century? So God can do the amazing things for the centuries to come, the years to come, the generations to come. How would you like to be it? Because of that willingness, I decided to do whatever I can in my power to be generous as much as I can And then embrace everyone as much as I can. Sometimes some people are not lovable, but in the name of God, I try my best to love. Because I'm a human being too. I'm sure that you have a certain person who are not lovable in your lives too. But you and I are followers of Jesus Christ. And you and I have obligation to reflect the love of God because of this obligation. And we are trying our best to be lovable and love everyone, even though some people are not lovable in our sight. God loves everyone. God has a special plan for everyone. Be a certain man and woman of God wherever you go, so you can be the channel of the blessings to other people for the sake of the Lord, for the sake of the glory of God. This certain man was placed in town because of the certain mission, certain the purpose. You and I do have this amazing purpose too. We are exploring, and we are trying to discern this purpose every day by hearing the word of God, by experiencing the presence of God in our personal life, in the community. Let us read it at verse 20 through 25. Verse 20 through 25. Before that, and then I would like to point it out, this meal is about the Passover. Let go of the past. Number two, you and I can be a certain man who can offer this communion to other people. Number three, we're going to go into another point that this passage is making, which is verse 20 through 25. Let's read it. Ready? Go.
When he came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the Father. And while they were eating, he said, I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me. They were very sad, and his face became white. Surely the Bible, Jesus replied, the one who has lifted his hand to hold will be able to betray me. The Son of Man.
Surely not I. Jesus' disciples said, when Jesus said that, someone of you will betray me. Surely not I, Lord. That was said. When someone is pointing at you, no, not me. We are responding that way, right? When Jesus telling disciples, one of you will betray me. Naturally, the disciples said, no, not me, surely not. But they are having a title for the Lord. He said, not me, Lord, surely not I, Lord. But Judas said the same thing, not me, Rabbi. Do you see the difference in here? When we have a communion table or Passover meal, when the first communion Jesus offered, there was Judas. Who's going to betray him? There were unbelievable persons on the table and breaking the bread and partaking the bread. We do not know who is the true disciples of Jesus Christ. We do not know exactly who is Judas or not. We hope that there is no Judas anymore around the communion table, around the Passover table, betraying the church, betraying the gospel message of Jesus Christ. But we do not know. But Jesus opened up the table for everyone, even to Judas. Judas was with Jesus 24/7 for 3 years. And she's still calling Jesus Rabbi, teacher, the titles those believer of Jesus Christ is giving to Jesus. Not even Lord. He was not accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He knew that Jesus is a Rabbi. Let me make it some application in here. Are we coming to the church to learn the Bible for the learning's sake? Are we coming to the church because we are so cozy and welcoming and comfortable? We can get the service from people in the community in here? Or are we serious about following Jesus Christ and confessing our sin and our faith in Jesus Christ and claim that Jesus is our Lord and Savior? Jesus' disciples, 11 disciples, and Judas, they called the same thing. Not me. Surely not I. But big differences in here is, not I, surely not I, Lord and Rabbi. Are we seeing Jesus as a just teacher? And learning for learning's sake, we are attending the church? Or learn and apply, being a disciples and apostles. Learn and practice. Simple way to say this. Be a Christian. Be the church. Is it somewhat different from doing church? True being in Christ means brokenness. We broke down everything for Christ. Four word, four action word, I would like to encourage us to pay attention to here. When we consecrate the communion, first, we pick the bread. Jesus, when he was at the Passover table, I do believe that there were many bread on the table. But particularly, he picked one bread and blessed that one particular bread and broke the bread and gave to his disciples and said, take and eat. This is my body which is broken for you. For many, because I love you so much. Like Jesus took the bread. Jesus, our God, took you and me out of many people out there and placed in this congregation and blessed you and me to be the body of Christ. With many gifts. Many gifts. And then God is asking you, open it up. These blessings by breaking us. Some people do not want to be broken by God to open it up themselves. They just want to be in serving themselves and sitting on the gifts God given to us, given to you. That is that moment when we decided not to break through our own personal agenda or the bad habit we are carrying it. There is no way of to furthering the God's kingdom. Why Dead Sea become a Dead Sea? Because there is no outlet. They are just receiving and receiving and receiving it without letting go or sharing it. You and I keep receiving amazing blessings every day. But if we are not let this blessing overflow in our lives, you and I will be a dead persons of God. Yes, you and I will be, you and I are the persons of God. However, dead, if we are not pulling these blessings with other people and share, we needed to broke it out, this blessing, so we can be a blessing to other people. Count your blessing. What kind of giftedness God has given to you? This church cannot be effective, living, alive organism. Without your contribution, without my contribution, I have a call to be a pastor to this church, to you. I'm doing my best. I'm expecting you to be accountable to your membership too. Be a contributor instead of just a recipient. If you are truly saved, that you are the members to this church as a disciples of Jesus Christ, you and I are being taken by God and blessed by God. And now you and I have obligation to allow God to break into our personal lives and then allow God to use the gift God given to us by partaking this bread. And in the same way, Jesus, when supper was over, Jesus took the cup and blessed and gave thanks to God and shared this cup of new covenant with this disciple and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood shed for you for many for the forgiveness of sin. Let it go. Drink it as I am breaking my body. Break your body for Christ." Apostle Paul said, "I have been crucified with Christ. The life I have in body is not me, but Christ." If we truly claim that we are the followers of Jesus Christ, at least we are trying to be a follower of Jesus Christ with openness and asking God to intervene into our life, this is the way we need to live. Take our body and bless each one of us. Bless each one of you every day, because your life is no longer yours. Your life is God's. Don't harm your body and bless your body. When you wake up, take a shower and beautify your outlook so you can beautify the glory of God with your presentable physical body. That's why this healthiness is important. Not because you are beautiful, not because of that you are good, but because of God who gave you this good outlook and a beauty in your life. Share. Share. One of my beloved theologians, Henry Nouwen, said, Christians needed to have 4 action items all the time, every day. Take, bless, break, and give. Communion table, it is all about these 4 action items. Jesus instituted it for us and it keep reminding us by partaking this communion bread and juice. You and I are being taken by God. You and I are blessed by God. You and I have obligation to break our unhealthy habit in our personal life, so we can give it out, all the blessing, what we receive freely to other people, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Pour out the Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on this gift of the bread and juice, Lord. As we are partaking this communion bread and juice, Lord, help us to be your sons and your daughter, to live up to the purpose you've given to us. And help us to love ourselves as you love us, so we can love other people. Thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who broke his body for us, so we can be followers of your Son, Jesus Christ, to expand your kingdom. In Christ's name, amen.